Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes,
and he's
goes
in! Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20! 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Not the greatest of days here at the Browns training complex. It never is when you're talking about a key veteran starter being lost to a season-ending injury. And that's exactly, and unfortunately, topic A here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Eric Steinbach, a ninth-year veteran guard who joined the team as a free agent from Cincinnati in 2007, became a key component to a strong offensive line, underwent back surgery this morning, and is out for the year. Here is Browns coach Pat Shurmur talking about the loss of Eric Steinbach.
Eric developed some back pain through the training camp practices, and so we went through a course to try to get it settled down. And that didn't seem to work, and so the next step in this is to get rid of some of the pain he was having, and it required surgery. And so, unfortunately for us, unfortunately for Eric, it's going to mean that we're going to have to put him on IR, and he's going to have to miss the season. But after going through the process of trying to get him back to being pain free, it's unfortunate, but we had to do surgery. It's a big loss. Anytime you lose a starter in the offensive line, number one, we're going to have to find a way to replace him. And then also, he's been a good player here for a long time, very productive player, very durable. And so, you know, we're going to miss him, you know, and unlike, you know, it's just not a fun thing when you have to replace a guy like Eric. So, but it's a great opportunity for whoever's going to replace him. And at this point, you know, we've been working some guys at left guard, namely Jason Pinkston, who's done a good job to this point. And so, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes. We talked about it today, but there's a lot of decisions to be made in the next 72 hours. You know, we'll play the game against the Bears, make some decisions, and then solidify the roster here this weekend.
And for the better part of tonight's show, we'll talk about some of the steps the Browns are going to take or might take to that end. That's certainly what we'll address with Tom Heckert, the Browns general manager, who is on the guest list. We'll also talk with center Alex Mack, who now finds himself sandwiched between a pair of pretty young guards. And we'll talk about some national perspective. We'll get that from former NFL.com colleague of mine. He currently is an analyst for that site, and the man who helped build the Dallas Cowboys dynasty of the 1970s, the one and only Gil Brandt. Our show is interactive. You ask me questions via our Ask Vic feature, which is on the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and you can post your questions there for me. Sean did just that on Facebook. His question, NFL teams who have been most successful at running the West Coast offense, the one that the Browns use, possessed a dominating offensive line, premier tight end, and a quarterback receiver combo that were money in the bank. Based upon the performance we've seen thus far in the preseason, how does this team stack up against this year's competition? Although, Sean, I would not say the Browns have truly arrived in any of those categories. I will say that they have the makings of a team capable of excelling in the critical areas you mentioned for success in the West Coast or any offense for that matter. The line clearly has taken a big hit with the loss of Eric Steinbach. We got to say that. But still, it has some outstanding core players and some solid young people. The Browns look as if they could be exceptional at tight end, and we'll have to see how the quarterback receiver combination develops. Colt McCoy is making big strides, but you know, I can't say that there is a receiver who accurately fits the money in the bank description just yet. You can get more of my takes by visiting clevelandbrowns.com and checking out my blogs at Carucci's Corner. We also post a daily poll question on our official Browns Facebook page. Today's question: what do you think of Peyton Hillis's ESPN fantasy ranking as the 13th most productive, projected as the 13th most productive running back and why? Is that ranking too low, too high, or just right? And don't forget, you can catch this show on clevelandbrowns.com and listen to it live, the live stream there, if you're not getting it right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And also, Browns fans, our official mobile app is now available to download for free on your iPhone and Android devices. I strongly urge you to get that if you haven't already. It's an extremely cool app. Lots of great features. You can not only listen to the show, there's video. You can read the stories, the blogs, and everything that's on the website. Great stuff. Check out the app. Get it today. Get it now. Coming up in a couple of minutes, but listen to the show, obviously, first. A conversation with Browns general manager Tom Heckert on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio, proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart is proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
After months of rumors, arguing, complaining, and headaches, a deal has finally been made. We're ready to start football season. But does getting a deal really have to be so hard, especially when you're buying a new car? At Medina Volkswagen Mazda, it doesn't. When you deal with Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you always come out ahead. Right now, their trade-in values have never been higher. Medina Volkswagen Mazda keeps trade-ins simple. They pay more for yours and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your vehicle's age or mileage. Plus, with their Volkswagen and Mazda low price guarantee, you'll always pay less than anywhere else. Football is back, so relax and head out to Medina Volkswagen Mazda to check out their award-winning team of fuel-efficient Volkswagen and Mazdas and see just how easy making a deal can be. Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference.
It's Munch for Joby's, and before 3 a.m. each and every morning, I'm grabbing my two golden capsules of Joby's. Simple, but what a difference they make. Sometimes it's hard to find the words to explain how Joby's make me feel, but it's simple. They make me feel good. Joby's are for positive people that want to make a difference in their own life. Check it out, man. It's good to have more energy. It's good to sleep better. It's good to want to feel better. What's wrong with that? Call Joe right now. Do yourself a favor. 877-300-5632. You can feel better. 877-300-5632. Joby's!
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, and as the head coach just said, it is driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Did I say that right? Yeah, it's in the game. That's how they say it in the ad. Hey, the all-new four-pack ticket plan is on sale now. Choose four great Browns home games, including the sold-out home opener against the Bengals on September 11th or the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information on how you can build your four-pack ticket plan, visit the Browns ticket office behind Section 104 or clevelandbrowns.com today. We welcome now Tom Heckert, general manager of the Browns, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tom, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Vic?
All right. Now that we're past training camp and entering the final game of the preseason, give me your assessment of where this team is as the regular season fast approaches.
Well, I think we've improved a little bit. Obviously, time will tell, and you know, when the first regular season game starts, but I think we are improving. You know, obviously, it's well documented that we didn't have a whole lot of off season, and we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff and all that stuff. So I think from what we've seen so far in the preseason, I think we're happy about it.
Was it a particularly difficult camp and preseason from the standpoint of having so many players injured?
Yeah, you know, that's always that's always an issue. And, when you have so many starters that aren't playing, that makes it more difficult. And I think it won't affect us too much, but it would be nice to have everybody out there on the same page. And, I'm sure we'll have some learning curves, as we go into the first regular season game, just, with T.J. Ward and, Osama Young being hurt defensively. It's just it changes things around. And Chris Gokong hasn't played much. So, if they're going to be thrown into the mix this week, I think they're all going to be ready for the first game. So we'll get a whole week or a little bit more than a week of practice, and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
From an evaluation standpoint, do you feel you have a decent sense of who these guys are, the newer guys that you brought in, or are you still sort of in your mind working that out because you just haven't seen them perform?
Well, I think we know, basically what we have. Obviously, this last preseason game, we'll get to see some of these guys that are right on maybe the last 10 or so players. We'll kind of have to decide who's going to make this team. And, then we're in the process of watching, all the other preseason games and figuring out if there's somebody that's going to be available that might be better than what we have. So, we're doing that all right now. And, I think this weekend will be a hectic weekend.
Yeah, hectic weekend. As you cut down from 80 to 53, there will be a lot of football players out there besides the ones that you released. I think it'll be like something beyond or above 800. How difficult will that make it in terms of trying to assess maybe potential players that you would bring aboard that have been cut elsewhere?
Well, we've been doing this the entire preseason. After every game, we sit down and we watch, and we divide up the teams, and we try to kind of figure out how many guys we all know. Most 4-3 defenses, most teams keep 8 or 9 defensive linemen, and 8 or 9 offensive linemen. So you kind of have an idea of who their top 8 are going to be or who their top 9. So you have to figure out, out of those, the 8, 9, 10 guys, is there one of those guys that are going to be available that might be better than what we have? So, we're looking at those right now and kind of guessing of who's going to be available. And then we're talking to teams about possible trades. And we're trying to narrow it down as much as possible to when we get the final list on Saturday. And then we'll just go with it and keep watching them and see if we can come up with some other players.
How big of a challenge do you have on that offensive line with Eric Steinbach's injury and trying to find a solution for that? Right now you've got Jason Pinkston as a rookie in that left guard spot, but A, are you comfortable enough with going with a rookie there, and B, how do you see yourself proceeding going forward?
Well, I think that's probably one position we are kind of deep at. We traded for John Greco, and he's a guy that can play either guard or tackle. Obviously we drafted Pinkston, and we think he's going to be a really good player. So between those two guys, I think we should be able to fill that spot and hopefully, be productive. So I think we're okay there. And, obviously they have to prove that they can play. But right now I think we're okay.
Tom Hecker, general manager of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You bring aboard O'Neal Cousins. You pick him up off waivers from the Baltimore Ravens. Versatile lineman, right? He's got some offensive guard and offensive tackle ability.
Yep, yeah, and he's a guy that we really like. He's a big man, and he's a very good athlete. And, he struggled a little bit in the preseason this year, which was kind of, strange. He was playing actually right tackle, left tackle, guard in the same game, so I don't know if that had something to do with it. But, really, we get him here. We're going to play him in this game and see how he does, and we'll make a decision, this weekend whether he's going to be here or not. But he's a very talented kid, and we're happy to have him, so we'll have to see how he does this weekend.
I mean, is that a kid who, if you keep him, could end up being a starter, or is he more, you see him more as a reserve player?
I think right off the bat he's probably going to be a reserve player just because of this familiarity with the offense is not there. So I think right now he's a guy that he's similar to a Greco, where he can play all positions except for center, and so I think that's an added bonus. But we'll see how he plays this week and see what happens.
Depth at linebacker has been a question mark, I guess, even since the training camp began, but now that you've had Chris Gokong out in the lineup and Titus Brown suffers an injury, What's the state of the linebacking core in terms of depth, and how do you see yourself addressing that?
Well, you know, obviously we have a bunch of rookies that are vying for that right, that last spot right now. And, you know, right now Brian Smith started last week, and him and Jacobs are kind of battling out there at the other, kind of playing the Sam linebacker right now for us. But with Kaluka being here, you know, Kaluka's a good football player, so I think we'll be all right, and hopefully Chris is back this week, and Titus is probably going to be a couple more weeks after that. But, you know, we think we're okay. You know, obviously we'll scour the what happens in the, these cutdowns and possible trades, but, you know, if we don't do anything, I think we're going to be all right.
Tom, another position from a depth standpoint that raises concern would be running back. You're working Montario Hardesty back into the lineup from the injury he suffered last year, makes his first preseason appearance last week against Philadelphia. And then, of course, you brought aboard Brandon Jackson, and then he gets hurt. So where do you stand with Brandon, and where do you stand with depth at the position?
Well, we're still kind of waiting on Brandon. You know, we're not quite sure exactly, you know, right now I don't think he's not going to need surgery, so it's just a matter of when he's going to be ready. And, you know, we'll have to make that decision this weekend as well, whether we hold him and keep him till he's healthy, or, you know, go ahead and put him on IR. And that's probably going to wait and see what happens with, you know, who else is available at the running back position. But, you know, we think obviously with the two guys we have right now healthy are good. And then, you know, we'll see how the young guys play the Thursday night. They're going to play an awful lot with, you know, Porter and you know, we'll see how Armand Smith does. And so I think they're both talented kids, and we'll see how they play.
Wide receiver is the nonstop discussion. Now that Muhammad Masakwa is back, maybe there'll be a little less of that, but with regard to the depth there, is that something that you also would have to address? Are you confident that that Muhammad's physical status is enough that you don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, right now that's really not a major concern for us at all. You know, we think when Mo comes back, and we think he'll start practicing. I believe we practice on Saturday, so he'll practice full go on Saturday, and he should be fine. And so we think we're actually going to be pretty good at wide receiver. So that's not a huge concern for us right now.
When you go into this final preseason game at Chicago, how will you look at it in the sense of it's traditionally that fourth game is where those bottom roster players see the most time. So from an evaluation standpoint, what are you really looking to get out of that fourth game?
Well, I think, you know, that's as you said, it's a chance for these guys to show that they're capable of making this football team. So I think there's numerous positions that are going to be up for grabs. You know, I think we have, you know, the whole backup defensive line. There's some offensive line positions, like you said, linebacker. You know, secondary, we're probably in pretty good shape. But there's a lot of positions that we have to make decisions on of guys who's going to be here and who's not. So I think it's a big game for those guys. And then obviously, you know, the other guys, you try to get out as healthy as possible.
Is it a case where they can only make their mark playing those true positions, or will their special teams contributions heavily come into play in your judgment?
It's a little bit of both, but, you know, special teams is going to be big. You know, obviously, we're now, unfortunately, with, you know, obviously Kaluka is going to have is right now he's playing more on defense, so he's coming off special teams. Raven Trone's been playing more on defense, so he's coming off special teams. So those guys are going to get a ton of opportunities to play special teams, and that's, you know, obviously if you're going to be on this football team as a backup, you better be able to play special teams. And so I think that's a good opportunity for these guys to show what they can do.
Among some of these younger players and these under the radar guys that you've brought in, are there guys that now have maybe pushed their way onto your radar a little more than they had been earlier? Is there anybody in particular that you've been kind of tracking that you said, well, you know, we didn't think much would happen here, but with player X and he's or maybe more than one guy like that has made an impression on you?
Yeah, there's been quite a few of them, actually. You know, I think Dockery, the corner, he's a rookie free agent, where I think he's, you know, proved he can play in this league. And which is a great thing. We actually threw him out at safety a little bit, just, and that's, like you said, it's another thing. If you can do, you know, more than one thing and be on special teams, that's a huge advantage for him. So I think he's proved he can play in the league. I think Austin English has had a good training camp and preseason games. So he's going to play a lot this week. So he's a guy that can rush the passer. And, you know, last year we had him here and he was a defensive end in college. We kind of made him do a linebacker in the 3-4. Now he's playing his true position. So I think it's really shown that he's a good football player. So I think those two guys are, you know, one of quite a few that have shown that they can play, and we'll have to make those decisions. But at least, you know, a lot of these guys are practice squad types at the worst and maybe make our team.
The punting situation with Richmond McGee taking over after Reggie Hodges got hurt. Is that in good hands? Is McGee proven to be what you wanted him to be, or is that still up for grabs?
No, I think he has. You know, he had a great week last week, you know, in kind of rough conditions with rain, and you know, he did a heck of a job, and he's doing a great job holding too. So, you know, right now it's his job, and we'll, you know, obviously he's got one more game to show what he can do, and but right now I think he's going to be the guy.
All right. Great stuff, Tom. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Tom Hecker, general manager for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interests.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
If you've suffered the loss of a loved one, the attorneys at Russo Rosalina & Company will promptly handle the estate for you. They represent hundreds of clients in estate and guardianship cases every year. They've been in practice for over 32 years and have represented over 100,000 people in Northeast Ohio. They handle estates, guardianships, and will contest claims promptly and professionally. There is a common misconception that probate takes years. That's not true. The skilled attorneys at Russo Rosalina & Company, LPA, will administer your estate in a timely manner. Contact Russo Rosalina & Company at either of their two convenient locations, Richmond Town Square or Parmatown, to set up an appointment. To speak to an attorney about your probate matter, call 440-461-8500. That's 440-461-8500, or visit them on the web, rrlpa.com, rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale for every window you buy. Get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with their 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows, and we are saying this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
We welcome to the show Alex Mack, center for the Browns. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just finished practice.
Yeah, in uniform, the whole thing. Alex, in terms of this offensive line, very interesting situation now with a young guy in Jason Pinkston to your left and a guy who's up and coming in Sean Laval to your right. It just seems to me that you, as the anchor of this line, have maybe even more responsibility with these two younger guys to your left and right.
I mean, I was lucky enough to come in here and have two experienced guards next to me when I showed up. So I was a young guy with two guards to kind of help me out and teach me a thing or two, which was really nice. So now, as one of the older, more experienced guys, I have two younger guys next to me, and they're sandwiched between older vets. So I think we've done a good job of kind of laddering our experience, and hopefully we can feed off of each other.
What can you as a center do to kind of help these guys out, if you could help break that down for us?
Just keep everyone on the same page is really important. I mean, the whole line, the center kind of starts from the point and kind of communicates everything out. And so, but having a stable center, hopefully you can keep everyone else on the same page and calm and relaxed and know what they're doing and informed. And so they can just play football. That's the goal.
And by design, there'll be certain calls that have you helping out one or the other, depending on who you're facing and how the play is designed.
I mean, on any given play, I can help either guard or either guard can help me because we all work together on the line. So either the tackle up helping the guard, or the center with the guard, or, I mean, we all work together. And so we all kind of depend on each other. That's why it's really important to have a group of guys and kind of get to know each other, work together, and kind of develop that unity.
With a rookie, for instance, at that left guard position, would it be, would the expectation be that he would need more of your help, not just in terms of the guidance you give him verbally, but physically?
I think Pinkston's going to have some big shoes to fill. I mean, Eric Steinbach, I mean, he's a great guard, so Pinkston's going to come in here and try to fill that void, and he might need a little time to adjust and be at that level. So we need to work with the younger guys and kind of get them up to speed.
Give us an assessment, if you can, of Jason's development as a rookie.
He's doing a good job. He's still young. He's still kind of picking up on some things. It's not second nature yet. And so he has some time to kind of pick some things up and try to get to know the offense a little better, kind of get to know how to work with either of us and kind of see what games are like and learn over that time. So hopefully he gets some playing time in there and really learns fast.
And, without a guy, like you said, having an Eric Steinbach next to you for the time that you've been here, an experienced player, with him not there, what are some of the things that are missed when he's gone?
I mean, Eric just has a lot of game experience. And so he's played a lot of people. He's been in there, and he knows how to play games. And so you could go up against this week with a really experienced D-tackle that's really good, and you knew he was mentally going to be there to handle that job. He knew he was going to physically be there and be able to handle these kind of things. And so with a younger guy, he hasn't faced some of the best in the league yet, so it's going to kind of be trial by fire.
Brown center Alex Mack joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Sean Laval at right guard has gotten a lot of good reviews for his play and high marks, I guess, from day one of training camp. Talk a little bit about what he's bringing to the table.
Sean's a very solid player. I mean, he's really strong, stout in there, and he does really good at being strong. So he's a very physical, strong guy. And so coming in at camp, his development has been more about kind of relaxing up a bit, knowing the play calls, kind of getting in there and working with everyone else. So he came in here, and his big improvements have been working with other people and seeing the big scheme of things. And he's done a really good job of doing that.
And I've heard just about his disposition, a pretty nasty guy, that he brings that bit of aggressiveness or whatever. Does that manifest itself on the field pretty much regularly or what?
You must be talking about on the field, because off the field, he's a really nice guy. Yeah. I mean, he's a really stand-up character.
Yeah, I definitely
mean on the field. He does a good job of playing physical. I mean, he's a strong guy, and he's all about playing through the whistle.
I mean, there were some scrappy moments in that Philadelphia game, for instance, last week, and right in the mix of it all with Sean.
I'm going to hold my tongue.
Okay. As far as the line as a whole, you know, yourself stabilizing that middle portion. We know what Joe Thomas is all about at left tackle, and you got a real experienced guy in Tony Pachos at right tackle. Overall, this has been the unit that's been regarded as maybe the strongest area of the team. Would you still accept that as a description, even though now you got a lot younger at that left guard position?
I think the key to the O-line is to be good, is to work together really well. I mean, if one of us is soft or weak in the whole link, we kind of don't do as well. We're as strong as we're all five on the same page and all know what we're doing. And so that's where our strength comes from. And so it's going to come down to playing good together to kind of clean up the front and let everyone else play well.
At what point does the line have to be more conscious of the fact that teams, you know, won't be they'll be more cognizant of what Peyton Hillis is all about? And I'm not saying he snuck up on anyone last year, and by the time midseason rolled around, you knew what he was all about. But let's face it, they're going to key on this guy. He was such a big part of the offense. Does the line and Hillis, that whole running game mix, are there going to have to be adjustments and changes to just kind of go along with that?
The goal of a running game is to be able to block everyone up front and get your running back on the free safety. There's always going to be a guy we can't block. But if we do our job up front, we should have success no matter what they do. That's something we go in there. When you run the ball, you're going to have success if you do your job well. And so that comes down to us blocking well and him running well. And I think we can do that. I think what's going to help us is the development of our passing game, to kind of keep everyone honest and have some pass threats out there and make sure everyone just can't load the box and stop the run, because we're going to have a good passing game to kind of spread everyone out.
And how about Montario Hardesty's return from that knee injury and the extra dimension he'll give you as a guy who can run outside?
I think it's really important to have another back, just in pure sense of someone else they have the game plan against, and also keeping everyone fresh, because Peyton, when he's fresh, is going to run harder than Peyton when he's exhausted. So having that extra back in there is going to help both running backs, because then he has a running back that's going to have another chance to get out there. They don't really know how to run against, or block, sorry, they don't really know how to tackle Hardesty. And so both guys in there is only going to help our offense.
And last thing, you talked about the passing game. Colt McCoy at a more elevated level, obviously coming in this year as the starter, as the guy. With regard to the pass protection, how does that work out in this West Coast scheme and with a guy who has a little more experience than he did a year ago?
I think Colt's done a really good job this camp. I think he's done a really good job of coming in here as a starter and really taking on that role and really working hard with our pretty young receiving core. I think the West Coast system is kind of a moot point with the offensive linemen, because we're still just blocking people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to be up front and they're still going to blitz, they're still going to rush, and we still have to block them no matter what pass calls you call. So for us, it's really not that different. But in terms of Colt's progression as a quarterback, he's done really well.
Alex, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely, no problem.
Brown center Alex Mack joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, the Browns suffered a pretty big setback today. Left guard Eric Steinbach has been placed on injured reserve and is out for the year. Steinbach underwent back surgery today. His injury for the moment will thrust rookie Jason Pinkston into the starting spot. Browns will finish up the preseason Thursday night when they battle the Bears in Chicago. Indians and A's will play game two of their four-game series this evening at Progressive Field. Genmar Gomez on the bump, replacing the injured Josh Tomlin for the Tribe. To make room on the roster for Gomez, Indians option Matt Laporta down to AAA Columbus. Tribe comes into this evening trailing Detroit by 5.5 in the AL Central. Again, first pitch will be at 7:05. One other Indian note, Grady Sizemore plans to start a rehab assignment tomorrow. He'll play at Double-A Akron. And Ohio State starts their season Saturday at the Horseshoe against Akron. Head coach Luke Fickell more than likely will start Joe Bowserman at quarterback against the Zips, but look for freshman Braxton Miller to get plenty of reps. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will continue. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
And we thank you for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's time to go around the NFL with Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Time to take a look around the National Football League, and helping us do that today is Gil Brandt. He is from NFL.com. Gil, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Vic. Thanks for having me, and congratulations on your new job. I think that the Cleveland Browns are very, very lucky to be able to get somebody like you in this new position, and I think it'll be a great help to the organization because of your valuable experience in the league.
Very nice of you to say that. Gil, the place we'll start this conversation is with Colt McCoy, someone I know you know quite well, and I also know that you had an opportunity, many opportunities you've had to speak with Mike Holmgren, the president of the Browns, but in particular back in 2010 at the Combine prior to the draft in which the Browns made McCoy their third-round pick.
Well, you know, I've known Mike Holmgren for many, many, many years, and Mike is a great success story. You know, originally was a high school coach in the Bay Area, and I think is one of the finest football coaches and now administrators that the National Football League has seen. I talked to Mike. I said, just always remember Colt McCoy. I said, he fits your system. And you know, Vic, the thing about Colt McCoy, he started more games than any other quarterback, or won more games, I should say, than any other quarterback in the history of college football. And, of course, it's a little bit misleading because we play 4 years now instead of 3 years when some of those quarterbacks came out. But Colt McCoy, whether it was at Jim Ned High School or at the University of Texas or wherever, has won games. And he's been kind of an underdog because he's not the great size player that you want. But he's one of those players that brings a lot to the field beside just playing ability. And by that I mean I think he has a great, great work ethic, and I think we saw that this spring when he organized workouts for the Browns players. And I just think that when you take all the intangibles that he has, plus the fact that he's a talented football player and has great dedication, and I think that's a big thing with the success of quarterbacks is to have dedication. I think we see it with people like Peyton Manning, and I think that he has that same type of dedication. I don't know if anybody has the type of dedication Peyton does, but Colt has great dedication, and that will win out for you in the long run.
And in terms of, yeah, the scheme and the system, it seems very comfortable and natural when you watch McCoy operate this West Coast offense and a spread type of attack. And for all those years that Pat Shurmur spent with Andy Reid in Philadelphia, it just seems like something that he teaches so naturally to the young quarterback.
Well, you're right. And also, I thought that they made a great addition to their staff in Mark Whipple. Mark Whipple came from the University of Miami last year, was a head coach in college football, and I think he's one of the hidden gems as far as teaching quarterbacks in the National Football League this year.
Gil, as far as other quarterbacks in this league go, Cam Newton is someone I know you were very high on leading into the 2011 draft. What is your take on his progress so far with the Panthers?
Well, I think his progress is good. You see, the one thing that takes place now, I think experience at the position is very, very important to go along with talent. And, you know, Cam really played 14 games in college. The rest was in junior college, although the junior college that he played in is very good. You know, right now, and I spent 2 days in Spartanburg, South Carolina, right now what he's experiencing is number one. He needs to get better accuracy, and I think that because of the fact that timing is so important in a passing game, and we didn't have OTAs like we normally have, I think that will come. But I think that Cam, because of his work habit and his great ability, has a chance to be a really good quarterback in the National Football League. And, Vic, let me add this. I think that the league is experiencing more quarterbacks coming into the league that are playing well. And I say that because in college, like in the National Football League, we've become a passing league. Last year we had four quarterbacks that threw over 600 times. Can you imagine the University of Oklahoma having a quarterback that threw 617 times last year? And that leads to success, in my opinion, when a young man comes into the NFL.
Gil Brandt from NFL.com and, of course, the former personnel guru for the Dallas Cowboys joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So much of, you talk about a quarterback success, Gil, is based on being in the right system, the right fit. With regard to Cam Newton, with regard to Colt McCoy, do you see those young men as quarterbacks being in the right places that take advantage of their skills?
Yes, I do. I think that Carolina – will do a good job advancing him in his play. And I think that Pat Shurmur kind of speaks for himself. I think he is a very, very, very good football coach and a developer of quarterbacks. And I think all you have to do is go back and see what he did last year with I always have a hard time saying St. Louis Rams, with the Rams last year. And I think we'll continue to do and build on what he also did with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Also talking about quarterbacks, I know we seem to be the constant topic here. With regard to Michael Vick, the report is that, you know, he signs this massive $100 million deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you think about that investment, Gil, and in terms of Vick, in terms of his development with the Eagles?
Well, Vick, we forget one thing, that he actually went backwards. If you remember, he had a deal at Atlanta for $110 million for 10 years. I think this. I think Vic learned his lesson, or hopefully learned his lesson, and I believe he did. And to give you an idea of what I think about him, in our magazine league, in which you're familiar with, in fantasy football, mm-hmm. at NFL.com, somehow or other, for the second year in a row, I got the first pick. And my first pick in that league was Michael Vick, which surprised, I think, a lot of people. But I do think that that this is a team, Philadelphia, as the season wears on and they get some cohesiveness, I think that they're going to be a very good team. And I think Vick will be an outstanding quarterback because he can make plays with both his arm and his feet.
Talking about quarterbacks in New York, which when you're playing for the Giants or the Jets, it's always something that gets, I think, a higher level of attention just because it's New York. But let's talk about the Jets, a team that has played in the last two AFC Championship games, has a quarterback by the name of Mark Sanchez, who seems to be somewhat polarizing because as a topic, because I don't hear a lot of people embracing that he's a guy who can be the difference maker. And in fact, a lot of people would seem to maintain that he could be the one holding the Jets back from a Super Bowl championship. Didn't have the greatest night last night against the Giants. What are your thoughts on Sanchez?
Well, you know, Sanchez is another quarterback that really didn't have a lot of experience. I think he started 14 games at USC. And, you know, quite honestly, I was surprised that he was picked as high as he was. I thought he'd be a first-round pick, but I didn't think people would move up to get him. What he has to do is do better in the red zone. You know, I don't think he threw a touchdown pass in the red zone last year. And I think if you're going to be successful today, you have to be able to have a quarterback that's going to be able to pass and throw some passes for touchdowns in the red zone.
And the other New York quarterback being Eli Manning, looks like, you know, and again, I know it's preseason. We can dismiss it to that, but still turning the ball over. And I know that was a major issue with Tom Coughlin in New York last year.
Well, the first interception he threw, I thought, was a wheel route coming out of the backfield. And, you know, obviously the guy wasn't covered. He was double covered, is what it was. You know, I really think Eli Manning is an excellent player. I think he threw 30-plus touchdown passes last year. And I think all we have to do is go back to that game that you and I witnessed in the Super Bowl when he showed his athletic ability of getting away from the rush when nobody thought it was going to be possible for him to get away and throw the ball downfield like he did. You know, I think with a quarterback, you're either in the penthouse or the outhouse. There's no in-between. And right now, after last night, I think that Manning is kind of in the outhouse simply because they had some opportunities, but they just couldn't get the ball in. And I think he left. It was 7-3, and his interception led to a score is what happened. But I think that I think they're both good quarterbacks. I'm not sure that if I had a pick right now, I wouldn't take Manning first. But we'll see.
Gil Brandt from NFL.com, our guest here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A young guy who doesn't seem to be getting, in my mind, Gil, enough attention, enough love for the quality that he appears to have is Josh Freeman. Where do you see him in terms of his development? I know a lot of high expectation for that Tampa team after last year's 10-win season.
Well, Vic, as you know, I was somewhat criticized for bringing Josh Freeman to the draft 3 years ago.
Yep.
And you know, we were told that probably wouldn't be drafted till the middle of the second round. You know, I think Josh Freeman, and if you went back to look at the Nebraska-Kansas State film when he played there and he got sacked 5 times in a quarter, I don't know if you'd be talking about Josh Freeman today. But I think Josh Freeman has a chance to be really good. I think he has the size you want, the athletic ability that you want, the strength that you want, and I think he has the dedication that you want. Now, let me say this about Tampa. Don't be fooled by Tampa, because what happened is, if you remember, last year Tampa won 10 games, and only because of the strength of schedule, they didn't go to the playoffs. Green Bay did and consequently won. But, Vic, there's the old adage that when you go 5 games or better from your previous year, you usually fall back. And, you know, they went 5 games or better. Now, one of the things that's interesting when you talk about Tampa Bay is Tampa won 10 games they have a third place schedule this year.
Right.
The Kansas City Chiefs won 10 games last year, and they have a first place schedule last year. And I think if we look at these things, when you have a third place schedule, it sure is a lot better than having a first place schedule. And so consequently, I think that Tampa Bay will be very, very good this year. I think they'll be, they won't sneak up on people. And the fact that they said the commissioner ruled that Tlaib would be able to play in all of the games, I think is a big help for their defense.
How concerned should the Colts and their fans be over Peyton Manning's health?
Well, Vic, I think you have to be concerned simply because he is your team. And as you look at that football team, there's not a lot of players on that team that are Pro Bowl players. Yeah, they've got two pretty good pass rushing defensive ends, and they've got a pretty good wide receiver in Reggie Wayne. But this is a team that it all goes on what Peyton does. I worry a little bit because if you remember a couple of years ago, I think Peyton had a knee problem, and he steadfast said, "I'll be back for the first game." We haven't heard Peyton say that. And the fact that they went out and got Collins out of retirement tells you something. But don't sell Collins short because he is pretty good. But I do think that probably this double-digit win streak that Indianapolis is on comes to an end this year.
Browns fans always love that national perspective on their team. What would be your overall thoughts in terms of where you see the Browns headed in 2011 and of course, what we know is a very tough AFC North?
Well, they're a better team, I think, than they were in 2010. You know, Joe Hayden has got a year of experience. Ward has got a year of experience. You know, Joe Thomas keeps getting better all the time. They won five games last year. I think that they've got a chance to win six or seven games this year. They are definitely a team that's on the rise. You know, I wish they had another wide receiver to help Massaquoi out there a little bit. I think the Browns fans will be very, very proud of this team in the future, not only because of Pat Shurmur, not only because of Holmgren, but just of the type of player that they've recruited. And for the second year in a row, I think they've had a very, very good draft. And I think the fans will love their first choice, Taylor of Baylor, because he's going to make a lot of people wonder why they didn't draft him.
Great stuff, Gil. As always, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Vic. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
All right. That is Gil Brandt from NFL.com, former Cowboys personnel guru, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows, siding, and doors. And this month, you'll score with $2,500 off the purchase of their durable quality vinyl siding. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows."
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal, longtime ones? At Alarm Force, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect, And because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Want to watch the UFC? Well, make sure it's with Time Warner Cable. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable pay-per-view. Every single UFC fight on Time Warner Cable Channel 701 or in HD Channel 1701. All the title fights, all the big names in mixed martial arts. It's the UFC. The only place you should be watching is on Time Warner Cable pay-per-view. Call 1-800-TW-CABLE for more information. Or use your remote to order every UFC pay-per-view on Time Warner Cable. Unleash the power of your sports fan.
Hey Cleveland, LeCharles Bentley here for Sunnyside Audi. I've been telling you about Sunnyside Audi for a while now, and it's time for you to go check them out. Like I told you, they're a group of winners. They're Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magnet Society dealer, Ohio's number one exclusive Audi sales leader, number one exclusive certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in Ohio for overall customer satisfaction. Sunnyside Audi will treat you like a champion. Their sales and customer service staff has over 150 years of combined Audi experience. Sunnyside Audi has all the hot Audi models like the A6, A7, and A8. If you're looking to go big time, they're Cleveland's only exclusive R8 dealer. I drive an Audi from Sunnyside, and I trust their staff to take care of my vehicle. Be a winner. Join my team at Sunnyside Audi, right off of 71 at Pearl, minutes from the airport, or online at sunnysideaudi.com. Say it with me now, Cleveland. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
These days, everyone has to save more and shop smarter. Everyone's looking for a value. Big Lots offers extreme values on quality name brands. Stop by the new Big Lots at the Pavilion Shopping Center on Chagrin Boulevard. You'll find extreme values throughout the store every day. Think extreme value. Think Big Lots. Download Misty's Freedom Child on iTunes and hear a sneak preview of the song every Friday at 1:30. Kane Toyota BMW is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Happy 30th of the month.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver our poll question results, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The poll question today: what do you think of Peyton Hillis's projected ESPN fantasy ranking as the 13th most productive running back? Your choices were: too low, too high, just right. We posted this on the official Browns Facebook page, and many of you voted for this. And of the votes, 71% said too low. Some comments. Rocco: he won't get the recognition he deserves until the Browns start winning. Fair enough. Jim: maybe statistically, but he adds much more in value to his teammates, coaches, and more importantly, to us fans. Mike: he can stay that low to me. Maybe I can get him later than I can get him in the second round with a beast QB in the first. I like that. Spoken like a true fantasy player, huh? All right. 26% said just right. Tim: considering he's now on the West Coast offense, that ranking is just about right. Let's go to Ask Vic. Your questions posted via Facebook on our official Browns Facebook page or via our official Twitter page. Mark: do you feel comfortable, this is via Facebook, do you feel comfortable starting the season with the wide receivers we have? Or do the Browns have to make a trade going after somebody like T.O.? Well, I don't see T.O. in a Browns uniform, Mark. I do feel good about the Browns starting the season with the receivers they have, provided that Muhammad Massaqua is back to his top form that he had before suffering his foot injury. Wherever that top form is, that's what they need him to be if this receiving core is going to be something special. Is there... I think there is tremendous promise from Greg Little, and I can see that happening this year, by the way. And I can see Josh Cribbs making an impact as the Browns involve him more heavily in the passing game. Watched him out on the practice field today. Impressive stuff. It really was to see him run routes and get where he needs to be to catch the ball and run after catch. I mean, run after catch is very special with that guy. Is Colt McCoy, this is from Chris, is Colt McCoy, sorry about that, folks, is Colt McCoy the quarterback the Browns have been looking for since their rebirth? I would hesitate to give you a definite yes on that answer. I really would. However, I'd say that he has that capability. His command, his leadership, intelligence, poise, accuracy, quick release of the ball, those are all the things that a quarterback the caliber of which you are referring has. And I think those qualities are there. Now, we need to see McCoy consistently perform at an elite level in order to say he's an elite quarterback. It's kind of that simple. All right, some thank yous for tonight. We want to thank, of course, Tom Heckert, the general manager, Alex Mack, the center, Gil Brandt, the guru from NFL.com. We want to thank Kristen Ribelli. We want to thank Jameer Howerton, Dave DiNatale, and Will Burge. So much fun. We'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.